Well, greetings, radio friends, in the precious name of God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this is your voice of the gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, coming to you with another radio broadcast of plain and straightforward gospel preaching. Yes, and I'm here today in the fear of God alone, and I believe in being honest about the truth of God's Word. And so that's the reason I tell it like it is. No, I don't believe in a watered-down gospel like some people preach in order to please their listeners. Friends, listen. Someday I've got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and I've got to give an account of my stewardship in the gospel. And I trust that I'll never justifiably be charged with being guilty of mishandling the truth of God. Now, I'm also aware of the fact that most people don't like to hear the truth, and it's been that way from Adam on down to the present time. But, friend, what you do with the truth is entirely up to you, and it's your soul that must exist in either one of two places for all eternity. If you're saved and born again, then your soul will be in heaven. On the other hand, if you die unsaved, never having been born again through faith in the blood of Christ, then, friend, according to God, not according to me, but according to God, in whose hand your very breath is, you'll spend all eternity in the torments of hell and the lake of fire. And furthermore, friend, when you drop into the flames of hell, you'll remember me telling you that that's where you would be. Yes, and you'll remember me telling you that you would remember. So please, friend, give heed to God's word and accept God's salvation as expressed in the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross. Now, for our first hymn today, let's listen to a lively old gospel tune with a real message to it, and the tune is entitled, Are You Washed in the Blood?
Have you been to Jesus with the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Today that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I trust that everyone listening in today has likewise had their sins taken care of through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, if you're depending upon anything apart from the blood of Jesus Christ and faith therein to take you into God's heaven, then let me tell you, you've been deluded. Yes, there's only salvation through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we bow our hearts in Thy presence today to thank Thee again for all the value and all the virtue Thou hast placed upon the blood of Christ We thank thee, our God, that it's the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, that still cleanseth from all sin. And our God, we believe there's someone listening in today, and they're unsheltered by that precious blood. Thy Holy Spirit has constrained them to listen to the broadcast today. And our God, we trust that this will be the day when they accept Christ and God's salvation through the death of thy beloved Son. Now, Father, we pray thy blessing upon every effort being made today to win sinners to Christ. Honor afresh thy word and thy Son. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, today, if you'd care to follow me in the scriptures, I'll be reading from a New Testament book, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. And we'll begin reading at the very beginning of the chapter, verse 1. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember, that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Well, friends, today I've read to you quite a number of scripture verses, 13 to be exact, but I don't apologize for reading the word of God. In fact, if I did nothing more than to read the scriptures to you today, I'm quite sure that God would bless the simple act of reading his word. In Isaiah 55 and verse 11, he promises that if his word goes forth, it shall not return unto him void. And that's just the reason I read and quote so much scripture on this Voice of the Gospel broadcast. I heard a man supposedly preaching the gospel recently, and he never mentioned the name of Jesus Christ until he had spoken for about 39 minutes. And in all that time, he only quoted portions of two verses of scripture. The rest of the time, he was giving his ideas and his thoughts, and it was evident that the entire speech was a gross display of the flesh. And it was obvious to even the least discerning Christian that there was nothing of God in the message at all. To you preachers listening in today, you who perhaps have been preaching the gospel, as you call it lately. Friend, if you're really saved, make sure you're preaching the truth, the word of God, preach Christ. And don't apologize for preaching the Bible, the blood, and the blessed hope. And don't take up a lot of valuable time with man's philosophy and cute little anecdotes either. And friend, don't worry about the politics or the civil rights and civil wrongs of the day. Remember, God says he'll bless his word, not yours or mine, unless we're faithful to God's word too. And furthermore, preacher friend, make it clear what you're trying to say about the word of God. Don't sugarcoat the gospel. Tell the sinner in love and grace that he needs Jesus Christ as his Savior. Show him his lost condition in God's sight. Show him why he must be born again if he expects to reach the heaven of God. And then be faithful enough to God's word to tell the sinner that if he rejects the love of God, then he'll be inviting the eternal wrath of God. After all, the gospel means good news or glad tidings, and it can only be good news when a sinner is made to realize the value and the virtue of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, a sinner will never be saved until he realizes that he is lost. And this realization of a sinnership in God's sight can only be brought about by the Holy Spirit of God through God's Word. So preach the Word, my friend. Be faithful to the truth of God. Well, friends, here in Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is reminding the assembly at Ephesus that at one time they were dead sinners, and then they were loved sinners, and then by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, they became saved sinners. Now, in both verses 1 and 5, Paul reminds them that they had been sinners dead in trespasses and in sin. In verse 2, he brings to their remembrance the fact that they had been led captive by Satan at his will, and Paul even goes so far as to call them children of disobedience. Then in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul reminds them of how they had walked in self-will, satisfying the lust of the flesh and of the mind. And again he calls them children, this time children of wrath, even as others. Now no doubt there are many people whom God has caused to tune to this broadcast today. And friend, listen, it was not merely by chance either. God knows that you're sincere. He knows that you're honest. He knows that you've been very active in religious activities. And God knows that you consider yourself a Christian. But friend, listen, God also knows that you're lost and spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. Yes, regardless of the fact that you may be religious, you may be cultured, educated, industrious, and sincere. Friend, in God's sight, if you've never been born again by the Holy Spirit of God from above, then you're lost. You're lost. You're spiritually dead, and you're only a heartbeat from the flames of hell. Now, perhaps the fact that you're lost today can be attributed to the fact that you've never really heard the true gospel before. Perhaps your preacher, priest, or rabbi has been leading you astray. Perhaps he has told you that you can reach heaven by religious rituals or by trying to keep the Ten Commandments or obeying the Golden Rule. Well, friends, please, please don't entrust your soul's eternal destiny to the beliefs of another mere human being. Oh, no. In fact, don't believe what I say either, unless I can substantiate what I say with "Thus saith the Lord," giving chapter and verse. Yes, my friend, don't listen to any preacher unless they can give you chapter and verse for what they preach. In Proverbs 14 and 12 we read that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Now friends, the Bible makes it quite clear that a person cannot be saved or born again by anything they can do. No, salvation is of the Lord. We read that over in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. And Jesus Christ himself declares in John 6 and verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." So you see, my friend, we can't will ourselves to be saved, nor can we do anything to please God or to make atonement for our sin. Over in Titus 3 and verse 5 we read, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy he saves us." Listen, my friend, you who are religiously lost and spiritually dead today, God tells us in Isaiah 64 and 6 that we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses or good works are as filthy rags. Now wait a while. Don't turn that radio dial. I didn't say that, my friend. God did. So don't get angry with me. I'm only telling you what the Bible says. Yes, I'm only telling you what your preacher, priest, or rabbi should have told you perhaps many years ago. You're lost. You're a rebel creature in God's sight, and you're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. But friends, I want you to know, I'm not trying to leave you in the dark. No, thank God, I'm not going to leave you in a position of hopelessness today. Oh, no, because even though you are spiritually dead in God's sight, you're also a loved sinner. Here in Ephesians 2 and verse 4 we read, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Yes, sinner friend, if you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this. even though you're a sinner, dead in trespasses and in sins, nevertheless, God loves you. God loves you. In fact, that's the reason the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul declares, "For this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And Jesus Christ himself tells us in Luke 5 and verse 32 that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Again in Luke 19 and 10 he says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. So you see, my friend, a loving Savior is seeking the sinner who will acknowledge that he is dead in trespasses and in sin. And the only people who can possibly be eternally saved are those who admit that they are hopelessly and helplessly lost. Now, friends, the love of God toward sinners is expressed in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, here's what we read. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Yes, sinner friend, it was the love of God which caused him to send his Son into the world to die for your sins and mine too. Jesus Christ himself declares in that most memorable of all verses, John 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And if there's a lost, hell-bound sinner listening in today, and you really believe that you're headed for the lake of fire, well, friends, God's love is still available to you today. Yes, and if you trust his Son, Jesus Christ, as your own personal Savior, you won't have to worry about the wrath of God. No, you won't torment which are reserved for the Christ rejecter. In Romans 5, verses 8 and 9, here's what we read. "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now that leads us to the final fact that I wish you to notice in our text for today, and that is, friend, if you will acknowledge that you're a spiritually dead sinner in God's sight, and if you'll acknowledge that you're a loved sinner, then there's no good reason why you should not also be a saved sinner. Yes, the price for your soul's redemption has been paid for by the blood of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Friend, when Jesus Christ was hanging on the old rugged cross, he was the just one dying for you and I, the unjust, so that he might bring us back to God. And here in our text, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, we read that even though we have been without Christ, without hope, and without God in the world, now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, how I thank God today for the precious blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter declares in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 that we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Again, John tells us in 1 John 1 and 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, friends, in a few minutes, this program will be over. And your attention may be diverted to secular thoughts and activities, which have absolutely nothing to do with your soul's eternal destiny. And perhaps there's a listener today who has never heard the gospel before. And friend, perhaps you'll never hear it again. We read in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 where God says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Sinner friend, you have absolutely no guarantee that you'll ever see the light of another day. And oh, how sad to think of a sinner hearing the gospel one day and then suffering in hell the next. Well, friends, I can't save your soul. No, all I can do is preach the gospel in faithfulness to my Lord and in love for your soul. But friend, if God is speaking to you today and you realize that you've never really trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Well, friend, why not humble yourself before God right now? Repent of your sin, and in simple childlike faith, just believe that when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, He was bearing away your sins in His own body on the tree. Yes, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, and friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we again bow in Thy presence today to thank Thee for Thy Son. We thank Thee for the grace that brought Him from heaven to earth to die on the cross for our sin. We thank Thee, our God, that He's no longer on the cross, nor is He in the tomb, but He's seated at Thy right hand. And our God, it's through Him today that we approach Thy throne of grace and pray Thy blessing upon Thy word. Save souls to His honor and glory alone, for we ask it in His name. Amen. This concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. And I can't help but wonder if there's someone out in Radio Land today that the Holy Spirit of God is bringing under conviction. You've even been listening to this hymn that warns not to be almost persuaded, because almost persuaded means to be completely lost. Yes, and I believe there are countless multitudes down in hell today who had expected to get saved someday. We sometimes say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Friends, don't put it off. If God the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and has shown you by God's word that you're a sinner that needs Christ, close in with God's offer of mercy right now and be saved for time and eternity. I think of that warning that God gives in Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Then we read in Proverbs 29 and verse 1, He that being often reproved or warned, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So please, friend, I plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, trust Christ and know the joy of sins forgiven. Yes, if you accept Jesus Christ by faith, you'll be saved for all eternity, and you'll be as sure of heaven as though you were already walking the street of gold. Now, perhaps there's someone listening in today, and you'd like to have some more literature relative to God's way of salvation. Well, friend, I'll be only too happy to send it to you, absolutely free and postpaid. All you have to do is to send your name and address to the Voice of the Gospel. That's the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15134. Now, I'm also going to send out three little booklets to anyone who'd like to have them. They're for Christians as well as the unsaved. And here are the titles of the three booklets that I'm offering free today. The first one is called Lost in the Church: How It's Possible to Be a Church Member, Very Religious, and Yet Lost in the Sight of God. The second is entitled How to Have Victory in the Christian Life. And the last, Why Does God Permit Christians to Suffer? Now, if you'd like to have these pieces of literature, including these three booklets, you just send me your name and address to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.